Game two for the Caps in the series against the Rangers tonight takes place at Madison Square Garden in New York City, with the Caps hoping to even things before heading back here to D.C. The Caps' Mike Knubel is with us this morning. And, Mike, we're thrilled to have you with us on WTOP. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. I think we're all ready to play tonight, ready to even the series up. So we're excited.
You know, I have to say, even though some of the commentary said there was some intensity missing on the part of the Caps, I didn't feel like the Caps were all that much outplayed the other night.
No, and I think that's kind of a misleading statement. And I think when you say intensity, people think that you're not, like, into the game and not trying your hardest. And I was kind of picking that up, that's a little bit misleading. I think the point is that you've got to take it up another notch. And every round's going to get more difficult. And what worked against Boston and the pace of play, it's got to be a little bit more intense and a little bit more vigor, you know? Like, you've got to step up to the next round. So I think that's more the case. Because we were in a game, like you said, and we had a chance to win the game and score into 3-1. But it was a pretty even game, very low, like, offensive chance wise for both teams, and we've got to generate more offense, and I think that was more of what we're talking about.
So how do you plan on doing that? I mean, it's easy to say we want to, you know, get some more offense, but they want to keep you from doing that,
of course. And I mean, that's some of their you know, one of the great characteristics about their team is shot blocking and making it tough to get pucks through to the net. So the flip side of that is, you know, we have creative offensive players. We all know how to score goals. So you've got to work that a little bit, that much harder. And, you know, that means winning more puck battles in the corners and being harder to knock off the puck. And then, you know, not looking for the perfect shot all the time, getting pucks to the front of the net and creating havoc and bounces and picking up loose pucks that way. So if they're going to try and block and get in the shot lanes and do their best to do that, then we've got to kind of go around them and get pucks in, maybe a little bit uglier, and it's not going to be a pretty shot all the time.
Do the other guys in the room, particularly the younger players, look to you and Troy Brouwer for, like, what is the secret to going all the way since you're the guys who got your name on the cup?
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the responsibility of being an older player, and, you know, and Troy is obviously in that group, not because he's an older player, but because he's most recently won a cup in a couple of years removed. But, you know, it's just, you want to make sure that, again, we all have that urgency and everybody knows that this is the next round and the stakes get higher every round, and you want to make sure that everybody's performing and doing their best. And then we have the guys in the room and we're very capable. So it's just a question of putting our minds to it and get it done.
Yeah. I mean, we watched an amazing performance in the series against Boston, and maybe it didn't look quite like the same team against New York. And obviously they were doing things to try to keep you from playing as well as you had in the previous series. I sort of want to know, Mike, on a morning like this, when you really know you want to come away from New York with at least this win, are you a little cranky? Are you a little short with people? Do you feel like, darn it, I wish I were on the ice right now. I want to get this taken care of.
No, that's a good point. I think, you know, you're coming off a high of winning a good series, you know, a fun series, winning game seven. And then, you know, everybody's feeling pretty good. And you're now the table switches, you know, the switch has got to go again. You're in a new series, and this team plays much differently than Boston. I think they're playing at a faster pace than Boston, and we've got to be ready for that. And so, yeah, you know, we do have to come away with a split here. That would be obviously an optimal situation for us to go back to Washington, play games 3 and 4 with a series 1-1. So, yeah, I think guys are a little bit cranky. That's a good point that guys aren't quite in the free, happy spirit, you know, that happy spirit that we were before game one. Now it's a little bit more serious. You got to have this game tonight. So I think it reflects on the attitude of our guys this morning.
Good. I feel like the fans are pretty confident. So I wish you the best of luck, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you again. Mike Knubel.